In the 90 years between 1857 and 1947, the Indian independence movement underwent enormous changes, both in its aims and its practice, you know, the way the politics worked and the kinds of language and rhetoric that were used. But before proceeding further, it may be useful to interrogate the starting point of this history, 1857. In this year, the wide-scale rebellion of Indian army subalterns, peasants, and princely state rulers shook the foundations of the East India Company rule in India. In the late 19th century, Karl Marx has already called this diffused rebellion the first war of independence of India. In the early 20th century, this idea was popularized by a Hindu nationalist ideologue, V.D. Savarkar, in 1909, when he wrote A History of the Mutiny and described it as the first violent moment of Indian nationalism. There is a problem with using 1857 as the originary moment. On the one hand, it takes a very diffuse, undirected rebellion and gives it anti-colonial meaning that it did not necessarily possess. On the other hand, it obscures a much deeper history of the Indian independence movement that has its roots in the early 19th century. So perhaps it would be useful to start with a very brief history of early nationalism in India, that is pre-1857, just to show where the sort of roots of this movement lie.